Today, we're looking at where we should focus our energy when it comes to keeping COVID safe while doing the things we love.
And to answer your questions, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Matthew Liao, Professor of Bioethics, Philosophy, and Public Health at New York University. And if you have a question you'd like answered, please email us at askus@kcbsradio.com. Doctor, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about how we can keep the economy open and live with COVID. What's the best approach to this?
So I think that we should try to get as many people boosted as possible. Right now, they're only about 15% of the people have a booster. And so it would be much better if more people are boosted. The other thing we can do is indoor masking. It's wintertime, and a lot of people congregate inside. And we know that masking works. And so it would be, you know, I think we should reintroduce masking mandates indoors.
So, doctor, let's talk about how, you know, in the real world, you want to maintain balance. You have the economy, you have people's personal lives, and you have this disease, whereas in the public health sector, everything is about preventing this disease and the spread of this disease. So you have kind of like all or nothing, right?
That's right.
So can you explain the differences in the thought process of each one of those?
Yeah, so, you know, we want to keep the economy going. Everybody's pandemic fatigued. Certainly I am. So people want to go out. They want to go to restaurants. They want to see their friends. At the same time, there are a lot of people who are vulnerable. We know that right now, 9 out of 10 elderly people are dying of the people who are dying. They're sort of old people, 9 out of 10 are over 65, and we really need to be protecting them. There are also people with long COVID. The more times you get COVID, the more likely you're going to get long COVID. Masking and boosting, there are things that are relatively, especially masking. Masking is a relatively easy thing that we can do, especially indoors, you know, when we're surrounded, when there's not, you know, air ventilation, there's not enough airflow. So for example, you know, if we're in in public transit, it would be good to mask, restaurants and so on and so forth. And that way people can enjoy their freedom. They can go out and still continue with their lives. So that's sort of one thing. And then the other one is just the booster. We know that the bivalent booster is, reduces your chance of getting COVID. I think public health officials need to do more to get the message out, to get more people boosted.
So bioethics is part of your portfolio, and I've always been interested in this question. How much responsibility do I have to make sure somebody else doesn't get sick? I mean, yes, I have a responsibility to myself, but this thing is spread from one person to another.
Oh, that's such a great question. So we all have responsibility to, other people as well as ourselves. We live in a community. We have responsibilities to each other. We have to make sure that everybody has rights. We have to make sure that we protect them as well as us. And especially if it's what we have to do is not very burdensome. So, for example, just putting on a mask is not, you know, all that burdensome, especially when we're just being asked to do it indoors. So in ethics, at least, you know, when when you have a duty, when it's not very burdensome to you, you really should do it.
And with all due respect, I know earlier in the conversation when you talked about you believe that we should reintroduce a masking mandate. I know that there were a lot of people groaning about that because, you know, it's just like going three steps backwards when we've got, you know, the vaccines and we have the treatment. And how would you see this being enacted? I mean, where and what place? Yeah.
Yeah, that's such a great question. So I think it was too early to say that the pandemic is over. It's not over. It's the virus continues to evolve. We have new variants. People are getting sick every day. It's true that the rate's gone down a bit. COVID's now the third leading cause of death instead of the number one leading cause of death. But still, a lot of people are still dying from COVID. I think it was too early to declare pandemic over. And I think that, we really need to just recognize that this thing is still with us. It's still around the world. It's still in our communities, in our homes. And we should, do what we can to slow down the disease. And we know that it's respiratory, right? It's spread through the air. And something where, if you just mask, especially indoor when there's not a lot of circulation, you can really cut that transmission. So, for example, they did a study in Boston, and they found that over a 15-week period, when they lifted the masking mandates, there were over an additional 11,000 cases in the school. So we know that it works. And so the question is whether we have the will, to do it. And I know that people are tired. I'm tired. Because we're still in the pandemic, it seems like it's much better for all of us. We really want to, bring this thing into an endemic level and really try to not allow the virus to keep mutating, because each time it mutates, it could just get more and more out of hand.
And you were talking about how you are a proponent of the mask mandates, and you're calling us from New York, and I'm just wondering, how many people are wearing masks there in New York? I know here in California, we still actually have quite a few more, and it kind of varies depending upon where you are in California, but here in the Bay Area, a lot of people still are masking up.
Yeah, so it varies as well. Very few people are masking. So at my son's school, for example, I think he might be the only person, or at least there are very few kids who are masking. At NYU, so in my classroom, there are, I would say, about maybe 30% of the students, including myself, are masked. It's definitely fewer people. And part of it is just the culture, if more people mask, then more other people are encouraged to mask. As soon as that number drops, then you kind of feel the pressure not to mask. I know that my daughter, she felt pressured not to be masking because none of her friends were masked. And I totally understand that there's the social pressure that goes along with it. And that's why, this is a collective action problem. It's a public health problem. And so if we collectively, from leadership, from sort of, if our public health officials say that, look, this is a good idea, it can cut transmission, then people will feel more comfortable. And we should try to enable that for the sake of public health.
Which brings me to this issue, which is the science is almost the easy part these days when you have to deal with the politics of this.
Right. Yes, it's all very political. So I was in Korea about 3 weeks ago. And it was really interesting. I was walking around, and there were all these people who were masked, even outdoors. I mean, certainly over 90% of the people were masked indoors. I think it was still required in all the indoor spaces. But certainly, like, even outside, people were masked. And I'm not suggesting that, because I think, again, we know that this is respiratory, and sort of outside there's a lot more airflow. Although there's one study that suggests that Omicron could spread even outdoors. But, that's a lot less likely. But so much of it is political. It's a very unfortunate that we made this into a political issue. But the cost of it is that, people's grandmothers are dying because we made it a political issue. And that's really sad.
What are the real risks of death in the ongoing pandemic?
Right now it's affecting older people more. And then the other thing is long COVID. So those are two things, given the current variant. Now, and then the third element is, of course, that as the virus continues to evolve, because so many people are still getting it, that means that there's more opportunity for the virus to mutate and change. And of course, the virus could mutate into something more virulent, and then that could be a problem. And, you know, and the virus is kind of outpacing our vaccines. Like our, you know, even the bivalent shots are now less effective compared to the original shots against the original variants. And so there's a danger that we might fall behind and now we get a brand new variant and, you know, that, you know, is where it can completely evade our tools. And that's why we really want to try to get this thing under control as quickly as possible.
So you deal with a lot of young people. Is there still sort of a demographic difference in how people view the dangers of the virus? Obviously, older people think it's, you know, more likely to cause death. And do young people even pay attention to it anymore?
Yeah, so I'm in a school setting, at the university setting, and I think at least the university students, they're still fairly cognizant of the issues. So at NYU, the students are not required to mask, but they still do. So as I mentioned, still 30%. That's not too bad. And, you know, it could be better, but, and, you know, that's completely voluntary effort on their part. But it's, you know, certainly outside of the academic setting, they're, you know, I go on subways and things like that, and there are definitely fewer people who are masking now. And I think for the most part, the message we're getting is the pandemic is over. But that's really not true because, you know, people, you know, just anecdotally, there's so many people I know who've gotten sick the past week from COVID. And so, this thing is still going on and people are still getting sick.
Masking is voluntary. The other thing that's voluntary is getting that booster. And how can you get people to get your booster, especially those over 65? People aren't getting them.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think we stopped, public health campaigns about the importance of them, you know, some time back. So initially, obviously when, you know, when the first vaccines came out, there was a huge public, sort of health campaign around sort of getting vaccinated. But with the bivalent booster, there were only a couple messages. And it didn't help that we also said that the pandemic is over, right? When public health officials come out and say pandemic's over, people say, well, if it's over, why do I need to get boosted? Why do we need to develop newer vaccines? Why do we need to develop nasal vaccines? It's over, right? Why do we need the mask? So I think the messaging was a bit sort of contradictory, and it undermined public health campaigns, unfortunately.
Thank you so much for your expertise. We've been joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Matthew Liao, professor of bioethics, philosophy, and public health at New York University.